I'm Simba.
I'm Brian Paul.
Big black strong bitches does something for me. It makes my adrenaline rush. It makes my endorphins
This is where I go on like a fucking rampage. And I just like fuck 3-4 times a day. Sometimes a different nigga, sometimes the same nigga, and I fuck them every day.
Anyway, but it was cute and I got dick down and the rim of my vagina is swollen.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Cooking with Simba and Brian Paul, where we chop it up. My name is Brian. This is the lovely
Simba.
And we have a special guest today. Ooh. The one and only Kid Lit Music.
Yo, Clark. You got special effects in the bitch.
Yes, don't do that. That's it.
What's up?
Excellent. What's up? What's the tea?
First of all, I met you through...
You might be this aerial view right here. I'm just like, yeah.
Right. You looking at them city in the bathhouse? What's up?
It's looking nice from up here.
He's standing up. Don't worry about it.
So first of all, when I met this amazing person, I met him through a mutual friend, and I was like,
Miss Mia.
I'm like, he is giving me a lot. Like, you're giving me energy. You're giving me hospitality. Mm-hmm. You're giving me sisterhood. Yes. You're giving me pump it up.
Yeah.
Like, you were just giving me everything. And I was just like, wow, this is a really amazing person.
Thank you.
20 minutes later, well, maybe 20 days later, I'm scrolling through Instagram and I see... that you're a whole star.
Oh.
Period.
Can't forget.
So you are an artist.
Yes, I am.
And you, what kind of genre would you consider your music?
It's my own. It's like an over kind of like create. So I did like something called Electro Soul. So it's a blend of electronic, it's neo soul, it's hip hop, it's rap. It's like a lot of different things.
I know, because I was going through your music and I was like, okay, I was going to the catalog and I'm like, okay, I feel like I was everywhere.
Yeah.
So, I mean, does that equate to anything about you personally, or are you everywhere? Are you not everywhere?
Let's get right into it. It's my production mind. Like, I'm a producer first, right?
So, okay.
I actually make the beats. Like, I make all my beats and I create all my melodies and I write all my music. So that comes first, kind of like in the setup. But like when I'm thinking, a lot of things just kind of just scatter, and I bring it together into like a piece of music. So I mean, if you want to equate it to personal life, yeah, kind of. You know, I'm kind of a scattered kind of guy, fully versed. What's up?
Okay, fully versed. So you consider yourself what? What do you consider yourself?
Fluid. Baby, I don't even play the game no more. I'm 32. It's time to motherfucking go. What's up? Fully versed, best at both. What's going on?
And I'm trying, because I'm going to try everything at least once.
I'm a fluent girl who's with the shits.
Okay. Every week it changes.
Yeah,
so
I'm
like,
with the shits.
Did you name yourself, or because just now I was talking to my girlfriend before you came in, and then when you walked in, she was like, "Oh wait, he was at what's her name's party," and I was like, "Yeah." She was like, "Oh, he was lit." I was like, "Yeah, Kid Lit." So how did you get this name? How did this name
I've
go
always
about?
Been called Kid Lit. So I pledged a fraternity in college called Kappa Alpha Psi.
Oh wow!
And my line name was actually the Crowd Please Her. So it's funny because they saw something in me, because you get named by like the older guys in your fraternity, they name you.
Okay.
The OGs name you, and you go through a little process, and they name you based on what they saw in that process.
Yeah.
And I was just always called on to sing. I was called on to do. And I don't know how they found out, really, because I was doing stuff around campus. It was my freshman year, so they didn't know me that well.
Yeah.
But, like, I was just an entertainer. Like, I just was good with people and good with, like, you know, the social scene and everything.
Yeah,
and
you're very social.
I was more shy in college, though, but they called me the Crowd Please Her, so... After getting that name, I mean, I was kind of fluid in college. Like, I had girlfriends and, you know, shit like that.
Me
and,
too.
Yeah, you know, like, you know, the figure it out route. So I was on the figure it out route for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the vibe. Like, Kid Lit came much later when I graduated from college. I changed my name to Ali. Like, my birth name is actually Mike, Michael.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and I changed to Ali because I was trying to look for a job. And my Facebook was like named after my actual name, and they were saying that jobs were looking at like your Facebook.
So, and you knew that your Facebook, and I knew was, my Facebook was fire.
Trash. It was trashy whole shit. It was all over. Like I tagged me and my homegirl were the first ones on campus to really tag people in pictures like consistently. Like I'm talking about every event we would take. That's Ashley Ray. Shout out to Ashley Ray. We would take pics at events. We catch people in their drunkest moments, like videos, everything. And we would tag people. And so all that shit was linked back to my Facebook.
Oh, wow.
So I'm like, if I'm looking for a job now, it's in my real name. I need to change this shit. So I changed to Ali, which means the great. Wakil, which means the advocate. So the great advocate.
Oh, wow. I wanted
to be a lawyer at the time.
So wait, what made you start music?
Music, I've always had it in me. Like, I've always listened to music. And knew that I liked the vibe. Like, I always knew I had something to add to music. Like, I had a voice and I wanted to say something. My parents never really, you know, they never really encouraged me to sing and shit like that. You know, I used to just do it on my own because I never really thought I could sing until I started doing stuff in church. And then I got recruited for some groups and I did some, like, gospel groups and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And then I started writing. I was like, I'm getting kind of bored with, like, the church route. So I wanted to do something, like,
more. Did you ever have sex in church?
Yes
or no? Yes or no?
No, but, you know, never? I feel like a lot happened in church.
Oh,
like,
wow.
A lot of touching, a lot of groping. No, like
I had sex with the church drummer.
I didn't have sex with the church member. No. But there was groping and shit. There was groping and it was touching.
Oh, wow.
Female and male.
Oh, wow.
Yes, sis.
Church.
Yes,
the freaks. I'm just a whole other episode.
The freaks come alive. The freaks are in church. Day and night in church.
Hit us up.
Holy hot.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, because my homegirl got flown in by a pastor the other day. And I was like, ooh. And he dropped a 20K bag. That's the holy I was like, ooh. That's the holy I was so mad. And she's not even hit it.
Allegedly, don't do names.
Did he love a name?
Ooh, name drop.
Name drop.
Was definitely like where I springboarded from. But I started writing, you know, freshman year of college, and it just took off from there. I just started like doing my own music, my own beats. Mm-hmm. Started performing at events. I won like Battle of the Bands. We opened up for like T.I., Santa Gold, N.E.R.D. Like I met a lot of people in college through music. You know what I'm saying?
Nice.
So, I want to talk about your song, Bussy Bop.
Ooh.
Because, let me tell you, when I first saw the name, I was like, Bussy, you know, like, I'm Bussy. Like, I love Bussy.
Yeah, so you have a Bussy is what you're saying. What? So, you know what I'm referring to.
Sim, do you know what a Bussy is?
No. Let me tell you something. We're going to get into that a little soon, but keep me posted because I can't keep up. Y'all have your own dictionary. Dictionary.
Okay, but you got to think about it. Like, the dictionary is all about the gays. You know what I'm saying? Like, we change everything in that dictionary.
Oh, my God. And guess what? You guys need to send a memo. When you change it, just do something on Shade Room. That's where I get my news from. Just say, the new gay word is.
So, let's talk about bussy first.
Okay, tell me about
it. What is a bussy? Bussy
is a boy pussy.
Oh, there you go.
So when I'm when I'm in them guts, I'm in a bussy. I'm in a bussy.
Splish splash.
You know, when the shit creaming, it's the bus cream. When you know the shit where you spread them cheese, you get that shit where you spit and you be like, yo niggas, the fuck up and take this dick.
Oh wow.
That's you out here just freaking niggas.
But what she's referring to when she comes to change. You know, I'm a freak. I'm just saying.
This apparently, is very intense to me.
I've seen the show, so I know that.
Okay, so it's Bussy Bop.
So it's called Bussy Bop. So the funny thing is, I actually created the song as kind of like a remix that the Pussy Talk Challenge, right?
Pussy Talk.
They had like the Pussy Talk Challenge, the City Girls, and I wrote the lyrics all like from that song, kind of. And that was the inspiration behind it. But I submitted my shit. I never want, you know, they wasn't gonna let this gay nigga from New York win. You know what I'm saying? Like, they wanted some next shit. They wanted some, you know, some regular industry shit. So my shit never even made it to, like, probably the viewers. You know what I'm saying? But I thought it was a cute spin on it, because I'm like, if y'all pussy could talk, why can't the bussies bop? Like, you know what I'm saying? If your pussy could talk, a bussy can talk too. You know what I'm saying? Like,
talk back.
Why can't a bussy bop? You know what I'm saying?
A bussy can bop back.
It can
I'll
do
show you a video later.
Okay, cool.
Don't see my video
of who? You fucking? Or like you?
Me fucking.
Oh, okay.
In the bussy.
I like videos, actually. Bussy bop. I don't mind that.
I want you to hear the bussy bop.
Okay, cool. Bussy and you bop. Can hear it talking back. Like,
always.
Okay. Cha-ching.
She was like, this is awkward. Too gay for her. She's trying
too gay for, too gay for her.
First of all, she loves gay porn. Like, loves it.
What type?
Yeah, but you know what? Seeing it in person, I like beer.
Oh, girl, no.
I know, I do. I love a good beer.
Come with me to Gunnison Beach one day.
I go there all the time, honey.
There's an outside.
Honey, I had a big party there.
Yo, we're in there.
Ooh.
I'm going to go Friday or Saturday. What's
honey.
We're in there.
No. We don't do it like that because we got to invite the boys and get the money for them to come. Nothing is free, honey.
We got 3 days.
My presence is a present in real life.
If it's not for what symbol?
A coin, okay? So the Brisky Bop, and so I've seen it, so it's been getting a lot of traction.
The thing about it is that song, I wrote that song, like, because Pussy Talk, that challenge came out, like, almost a year ago. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So
I don't think it's that long.
Pussy Talk?
Maybe 6 months.
Maybe six, 7 months.
Oh, yeah.
But it feels like a long time, you know what I'm saying? And I wrote it back then, I just had it sitting, because I have a lot of songs sitting in my catalog, like, just sitting in my Reason, in my folder, on my computer. I have, like, over 200 songs just sitting there, waiting to be released. Stuff that I wrote, stuff that I produced, stuff that I haven't really, like, done anything with. And I was like, yo, this is the perfect time. Like, just the perfect. And then the whole shit with the baby happened.
Yeah.
Like, now is the perfect time. The conversation is around
absolutely.
Gay men, about gay rights, about us being recognized, like Lil Nas X being recognized as an equal contemporary in, like, the style of music that he's doing. So I was like, this is the perfect time to really get this song out. Mm-hmm. And I hit up my videographer. Shout out to King's Vision. And shout out to, you know, everybody who was on set. Karma, who's House of Reach, he was like on Legendary. Shout out to Rich. Shout out to Kenyana. Shout out to everybody who was on that set, like, who helped out. That video was so fire. Like, I mean, the concept in my mind, I was thinking, like, I want to do something CGI. I was thinking Azalea, man. I was thinking Pharrell, Missy Elliott.
Sci-fi type of shit. Yeah.
And the look for that video was interesting because that morning I woke up and I shaved my head a little bit too close. So in the video, it looks like, like I'm bald. You know what I'm saying? But it's actually like a light, like, you see how this is blonde?
Mm-hmm.
It's just like a really light thing. Mm. And I said, you know what? I got to just Butch Queen it the whole way fucking up.
Fuck
you know what Butch Queen is, right?
No.
I don't even know what Butch Queen is.
Okay, a Butch Queen is literally defined as a man who is gay, who can pull feminine traits and masculine traits and emasculate themselves or demasculine themselves as needed. So you don't have to be
I need a Molly for this gay conversation.
You don't gotta be I need a Molly right now too. You don't have to be super gay. You don't have to be super straight, but you are treading the line and you know how to pull and make it work to your advantage.
Yeah.
So that whole look with the glasses and then the low cut hair and shit, like that was a Butch Queen look.
So you was ready to suck a dick and eat a pussy at the same time.
It could be that.
I mean, because that's what I'm trying to. I mean, that's what I'm interpreting.
Simba,
she get right down to gritty.
Simba wants to know the rules, so we have this.
No, so let me say this. Here's the deal, right? So he keeps updating me on the words that I can and cannot say. So I am very young, but I was born in a time where words was just what it was. But now we're living in a time where words can be taken. Very
so
not
sensitive.
Not just so sensitive. Yes, sensitive, but also it can be just taken out of proportion. It can be misconstrued, and it can mess up your coin. And one thing I ain't gonna do is mess up my coin because
it will mess up your coin.
Hello, that's what we're not gonna do. Okay.
As he needed to be, because you got to learn from mistakes.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying
As a matter of fact, what we should be doing is actually learning from other people's mistakes.
Correct.
And we've had too many people fall into this. Listen, leave the gays alone.
They want to private. Because mind you, he released the video. It was all done for clout. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't think this was spontaneous.
Nah, I don't think it was. Honestly, me personally.
You think it was spontaneous?
No, I think that he was in the moment, performing, felt like he wants to say some wild shit, which people say, and he didn't realize the effect that it was going to take on him financially and as an artist.
I think he was literally ignorant. Didn't know the information.
In 2021, I don't believe that.
No.
I don't believe that.
No.
Niggas be doing shit for clout all the time.
No,
it be the most stupid shit.
Nah.
The most stupid they think is going to hit. They think it's going to clip. Because he probably wasn't thinking it's going to... He thought it was going to take him over to another
thing. You don't do something like that to get to the next level. He can do so many other things.
Yeah.
He can fuck with bitches. He can do this. You don't say something. Nah. He was in the moment, feeling himself for whatever reason. He, even though he was shouting at the guy with the crop top in the back of his head, he was probably like, and then said, you know, try to say some shit, yeah. but like on the low, but not directly. Mm. Whatever made him say that, I don't think that he said, I'm going to go out today.
You think something must have happened like that day, maybe.
No, not even.
Why are you talking about niggas in the parking lot? You know what
first
I'm saying?
First of all, the only that's thing. First of all, I was mad at that statement. And the reason why I was mad at that statement is because if you're going to be, first of all, what he should have said was, who's in the parking lot sucking a dick for a coin? He just for the coin part. Like, that right. got me upset. Right. I was ready to DM him because you know I got a blue check now. My shit goes to the top. I was about to DM him like, why you ain't safe for the coin? Like, because
you can suck a dick for free.
Because if he would have said for the coin, it would have made sense. Yeah. Nobody would have been mad. Niggas would have been like, huh, I got my coin, cha-ching. But you talking about free dick sucking? No, sweetie. Yeah. You deserve everything you fucking got, you fucking asshole. Unless you would have called me and get some hair, because you already know my shit fire. But what?
Listen, he got a lot of time to think about it, girl, so he might actually hit you
as
up.
A matter of fact, let me message him right now. Girl, let me tell you something. Up. Because my homegirl told me to message, we won't say his name, and when I checked the thing, he had messaged me since 2018. Ooh, in real life. Ooh, yeah, girl. So you bitches that be talking shit, the niggas that you want is on my body.
Because she's been that girl.
In real life. Like, don't do that. Don't do that.
With the fat ass.
No, they be, no, that should be getting me mad. Bitches be wanting to talk shit. You this, you that. Mm-mm. Yeah, but the niggas you follow, you be licking their dick. Yeah, they're in my DMs.
We have a sponsor for today. Our sponsor is, what's our sponsor? Crabs in a Barrel.
Period. New York. So I was online and I kept seeing the sponsored ad coming up on Instagram on my feed. And I keep seeing all this juicy. Like, I like food that's juicy. Like, if I can't put my finger in my mouth with the food and have a little juice come down here and then lick it like this, I'm not interested, because then that just means it's not hitting.
Or when the juice falls behind your nails, you gotta...
No, because nails are dirty.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
nails when are you get all of your fingers, you gotta like suck it off?
No, the elbow, nothing, like the elbow's not hitting anything unless you hit it at the edge of the table and the shit goes...
You eat it with your shirt off, especially like crab legs, you eat it with your shirt off and it falls in your chest,
No, but what I was saying to you is, I kept seeing this ad and I'm like, yo, I gotta eat this food. Like, it was just, you know when you're watching the ad on the gram and you be playing with your titties, you be watching, you just be like, oh my God, this shit looks so good. Mm. Yeah, that's what happened. And I said, you know what, I'm gonna hit them up for sponsorship because they are in New York on Flatbush Avenue at, 825 Flatbush Avenue to be precise. Mm-hmm. Crabs in a Barrel. On Instagram, it is Crabs in a Barrel NY. Mm-hmm. And they sent us a little spread.
I don't know what they sent us, though, so we have to find out.
Yeah, I hope, you know, I mean, I have a spread that's good.
Ooh, what kind of spread you got?
When I spread, you know, don't do that. Don't do that.
People don't want to know that.
Oh, no, they do want to know that.
You think so?
Absolutely. Don't
they
do that.
They want to know how this food is tasting.
Don't do that.
They sent us.
Just put it down.
Two lobster tails.
Shrimp.
Corn. Ooh, and then what's in here? Ooh.
Oh, wow.
These are... Curry crab legs? Or regular crab legs?
No, I don't like curry.
Mm. Ooh, these crab legs look juicy.
Now, you know it's juicy. You know it's good when, as soon as you look at it, your mouth starts to water. Mm-hmm. There's only one other thing in this world that makes my mouth water before I
eat
it.
What is that?
Cookie.
Cookie?
Yeah, cookies. Cookie? Yeah, cookies.
Cookies make my mouth water.
So wait, you got a fork?
Especially a nice chocolate one.
This looks really good. I ain't gonna lie. But can we give them a little?
I'm excited.
Okay. Show them that one.
This is the crab legs. You see the sauce? Ooh, it looks nice.
Yeah, but you got your Invisalign in and you be spitting when you talk, so just be careful. About? Well, what are you talking like it's in?
Oh, wow, you're a hater.
Yeah,
that's true. I'm gonna try a shrimp first.
Yeah.
Ooh. This is good. No, we're really hitting that. Nah.
I want to beat this down like a savage.
If he wasn't on camera right now,
whoa, my nigga,
I would eat like how I normally eat. Because this,
nah, I ain't gonna lie, this is hitting.
No, I ain't gonna lie, this shrimp is hitting.
You start eating a whole potato. Can you not make? Can you make sure nothing falls in back in there? I don't like that.
Stop.
Don't stop them. This tastes like a West Indian situation.
It does.
Now, first of all, there's a new phase going on with a bunch of like seafood places popping up all over the place. Mm-hmm. A bunch of franchises. Now, I love seafood, but if I can't see inside the store, I'm not interested. All these seafood places I'm seeing, they got all the seafood posters all in the front. I can't see inside. I don't know if there's a Mexican making the food. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's an Indian. I don't know if it's a Chinese. Oh, wow. I don't know if it's a Haitian. I don't know if it's a Nigerian. I'm like, But then when I passed by this place and I saw it, and I was like, oh, no, it's cute. It's clean.
Yo.
And it tastes good?
This, no, it's real. Crabs in a barrel. Crabs in the Barrel, New York, Instagram. This is mad good. And the funny thing is, it's like, we're not even like just saying it. Like, it's so good.
I want to get into this.
Yeah, I think we should get into the crab together.
I think we need to put on two separate plates though, because I don't like the way you eat. I ain't gonna lie.
Wow.
Take that and put that there, please, this so it doesn't fall on the floor. Yes.
Okay, I can do that.
Thank you.
I can do that.
I'm hungry. Let me take the big one out. Cause
why don't we just share that one?
Cause I don't want to share with you.
Okay. You're an eater.
Ooh.
Oh, wow. Okay, okay. Are you going for that? Okay. I'm going to start with a big piece.
No.
What sauce is this? What is
that? I don't cook, so you wouldn't be asking me that. Well, I cook. I just like I reheat. I know how to boil. But I ain't making no oxtail, so don't come over here looking for the oxtail. I'm not that girl.
Your meals are 15 minutes and under.
And guess what? I'll buy the food from Sugarcane, put it in a Tupperware, and make you feel like I made it in real life. Wow. Yeah.
Put that shit up, warm it up, put it in a whole plate.
Put it in a whole styrofoam plate.
You ever cooked for somebody before? Like a dude?
Yeah, like I made like peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. No, seriously. I made like spaghetti. I can make spaghetti.
I mean, spaghetti's easy, like basic. My ex used to say that. Like, basic bitches love to be like, I could cook chicken Alfredo. Like, that's a basic bitch meal.
Chicken Alfredo is a hit. You put a few pieces of shrimp in that bad boy?
That's a basic bitch meal.
Oh, wow. Okay?
If you won't cook for me, I need you to give me a whole situation.
Like what?
I need, like, a steak with a side of a sauteed asparagus and a garlic butter shrimp with a side
you
of
roasted surf and potatoes. Turf?
Yep. Or, if you West Indian, I need an ox.
Are you busting a coin and a Bitcoin? Food. Like, the fuck? You want
mac and cheese. Like, I need you to hit. Give me a... No, third date, you give me a crab legs. What are we doing? But this is mad good, though. Crabs in a barrel. I need everybody to check them out on Instagram. Crabs in a barrel. Crabs in a barrel. And wild.
I don't even want to get to the big part yet because I already know what's about to happen. And I don't want to embarrass myself or mess up my makeup.
It's okay. Crabs in a Barrel, New York. They're on Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn.
I need some more of the sauce.
They just opened in October. That's the crazy part.
Did they?
Yeah, 2020.
Ooh. Bitch, what? The sauce? Wait, hold on. Don't dip it in there. I don't want your mouth juices on my sauce.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. The sauce, though? Mm. Wait, hold on.
What's kidding?
My God, it's like the butter. Oh my God. Vanessa, you want some? No.
All in all, we would like to tell everybody out there that
actually, this episode is about to be a hit. I'm about to get right back to it in a moment.
Yep.
After we get this food on. So we'll get you back in about when this is done.
And Tim and Brian Paul prove this message.
Definitely. Definitely. Definitely.
Every video of this to this day is the one where you were in festival in or carnival in Trinidad, mm-hmm. and you had that. It was just body paint, and you had a short haircut, or was it short or long? I don't remember, but you had the full.
Was she all black?
She was, I don't know. Like, no, black. Short haircut. No, it was a Trini flag, I think, painted on her or something like that. And it was like a video that went viral of her, and I remember seeing that. I think it might have been that.
The Coca Cola.
It doesn't matter which one it was. Right. Nobody knows.
Yeah,
let's just go with the vibe.
It was a vibe.
It
was
the vibe.
That's my favorite video of you.
Yeah, thank you. But with that being said, on top of that though. So how do I keep up with what is okay to say and what's not okay to say? Like, is it like football where I'm just going to do a fumble? Or, like, how do you keep up? Because y'all don't tell people.
Yeah,
first of all, you got LGBT. Wait, stop it. Let me get it.
Oh, okay.
Stop. LGBTQIA
plus. Plus. Actually, it's plus.
Yeah.
Oh, the A, I did forget that, yeah.
LGBT.
But I'm just saying plus at this point. Like, it's a lot of
pluses. I work in diversity and inclusion, so I kind of have to know.
So you
got to
know the exact thing.
It's a lot.
I'm going to have to sub 2 weeks.
So that's how you know.
No, I'm going to have to sub 2 weeks after. No, I'm tired. I'm going to have to sub 2 weeks after this fucking taping because y'all are getting me mad. And then the other day I heard it's Latin with an X at the end. Like,
oh, Latinx. I just got interviewed by, shout out to Latinx Travel Club. They just interviewed me. They put me on their website. And they did a whole feature on, like, you know, the Latinx experience. Because that's a whole.
But what I'm saying to you is, before you guys go and out people.
Yeah.
Who's letting the people know, these are the gay rules. And if you don't do it, your coin gonna get messed up. Who's doing that?
No. But that is different. Because the gay rules is one thing. But to say something ignorant is just stupid.
I'm talking about the gay rules. Because that's where I'm a fumble.
Okay.
I think what she's saying is, for instance. And I'll say it. For instance, she's saying, like, saying you can't say the word tranny, but you have to say trans. Like, tranny is not a thing you're supposed to say.
But my thing is, who's going to tell me that tranny's not the word? I have to use it and then lose it?
A trans girl will tell you, because I can't tell you that, because I don't know those terms like that, you know what I mean? Like, I know this is supposed to be trans man, trans woman. It's just a respectful thing. Right. Tranny is like slang, I guess, so I guess to them, like, tranny sounds a little, like, washed. And
So there's no Ebonics for the LGBTQ?
There are Ebonics. There are tons of them.
I can't. You know what?
Bottom, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's all.
Y'all stressing me out. Hold on. Let me see who's trying to buy some cootie cap because y'all got me stressed out. And I need to.
Our bottom. And actually, the power bottom, like the word bottom itself has become so degrading. Like, niggas don't want to be bottoms no more. But they really secretly all
bottoms.
Yeah,
they want to be bottoms, but they all bottoms.
But they all bottoms anyway.
Niggas pretend to be the biggest tops of the world and they full blown.
That's why I'm
embracing. That's a whole nother episode.
Full verse. Because
I'm going into this subject. Forever.
You gotta embrace your full versity, baby. Your full versatility.
You just gotta be a slut and have fun.
Period.
You have one life to live.
Say that.
If you wanna get slutted out, get slutted out. If you wanna slut
if
somebody
you
out,
run
slut somebody out. And any of his followers that wanna DM me, hit me up.
Listen.
Oh, wow.
Y'all know you gonna hit him up anyway. They don't even need my permission. These niggas be creeping all day.
Oh, wow. Period. And if there are any straight ones, which I'm not sure.
There's a lot of straight niggas on my profile.
With a point? Because I actually wore this because I felt like
fee. If they're giving you a coin, I want the referral fee.
Oh my god, everybody want a percentage. Hold on, let me get this.
Oh wow, she's breaking. Oh,
what? Oh, you said it might be some straight ones.
The noise it made. Shit.
Let's play a game.
Mm-hmm. Oh, let's play a game.
Is it?
You're Alki.
Hello.
So, I know this is kind of old. This is an old game, but we're gonna play it anyway because I need to get into your head a little bit.
Yeah, tell me.
And I feel like the only way to get into the head is to get into the head.
To get into the head.
Exactly.
Getting into the head.
So we're gonna play Smash or Pass.
Okay.
Ooh. Wait, who's playing?
He is alone.
Alone?
Yeah.
Why can't I play with him?
No, because you like everything.
Oh,
you're fluid.
Anyway,
no, he's not. Yeah. Because we already did this already. So you watched the other episode. Okay, this is about him. I know you want to be that girl, but this is all about him right now. Ooh. Okay, thank you. So, smash or pass. First contestant, Nas X.
Lil Nas X.
No, Big Nas X.
Yeah, I would smash Lil Nas X. Yeah, of course.
Because you're in the industry?
No, because he's fine. I think he's cute. I don't. A lot of people aren't attracted to him, but I like
his babe, lip. Babe, stop. It's not about you. This is about him.
I'm a lip guy.
I'm agreeing with him.
Yeah, but I don't need you to put the antics in the thing. This is about him.
I haven't seen the ass yet, but I definitely I'm a lip guy. I like lip. You got nice lips too.
I do. I actually have DSLs.
I like the second lips. Like those are like the best.
Contestant number two. The baby.
Yeah, I'm a pass on that.
Oh wow, that was a big pass.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Now wait, the baby 17 days ago. Not
intelligent, you know what I mean?
Okay, but the baby 17 days ago.
Still not. You know what I'm saying? He's too violent. Like, what the fuck that's gonna do for? I like a nigga that's violent sometimes. You know what I'm saying? But you gotta be violent with a little bit of respect. He just seems like a hothead. Like,
okay, all right. Jeffree Star.
I'm a hard pass.
Okay.
Unless he got the coin, then he got
smash.
The rest of your fucking crew, then he's not into dark skinned boys anymore.
He do got a whole coin though.
Odell Beckham.
It's definitely a smash. He is fine as fuck.
Yeah, but that's my nigga. That's my nigga.
Odell Beckham? Like ODB bitch.
But that's my nigga though.
I hope smash.
Okay. You so thirsty. Please drink this. Drink this, please.
It's
I beg.
Done.
No, drink it all. Drink it all, because you're so thirsty. You're so thirsty. This is about him.
I want to play the game.
Oh my God. No. Get out of here. You're so thirsty. Drake.
Treading the line, but I would say smash.
You definitely fucked the shit out of him. Don't do that.
Stop. Drake, because... He has corny moments, but then he has coin too, so it's like, who cares, you know?
I like his corniness.
Yeah, I like his corniness too with the coin.
With the coin.
But I'm talking about the look.
His look doesn't do it for me like that.
Oh.
Yeah, he just got a beard, that's it. Like, it makes him attractive.
The beard does do it for him.
The beard does it. Without the beard, it's like Aubrey, you know, in the wheelchair.
Oh, wow. Can you open this? And that's all, you can do the rest.
I can do the rest?
Yeah, because I want you to shut up.
All right, little baby.
Smash. He's fine.
Baby's fine to you?
He's like not like amazingly looking, but his swag. You know what I'm saying? He got swag out the gate. Like, I like Lil Baby.
And there's only one more. A$AP Rocky.
A toe smash. Fuck.
Like, why? Because he's fucking Rihanna?
Before that. I met Rocky many times, and he's
Time he was like
like all over. I was like, I'm not in front of him, but that nigga's fine. Like, A$AP Rocky's fine. That's a fact to me.
Okay.
And he has swag. He's from Harlem. Harlem niggas get down. Like,
I mean, not like a Brooklyn nigga, but
don't do that. Not like a Nigerian either. Okay.
Kid Lit.
What? I'm just saying.
Kid Lit, we would love to thank you for coming to Cooking with Sidman and Brian Paul.
Yes.
Where can the people find you?
You can find me on Instagram. You can find me on my website. Actually, my website is the best place to go. Just go to kidlitmusic.com. Every link is on there. All the press is on there. All my social media is on there. My YouTube, everything. Everything is Kid Lit Music.
This titties ain't on there yet, though.
Okay. Well,
can we do a video? Can I be
in I would love you to be in one of my videos.
Yeah, I need to.
Shelly did it. Ayana was about to. She came so late, but like she was so close to being in one. This copy was in my video.
Yeah, and can I also write a treatment? Because that's really what I do in real life.
Yeah. Okay, for my next video, I have another song coming out. It's called LGB to the T to the Q to the I. Like, it's a whole thing. It's gonna be a whole thing. It's okay.
I got my bitch Simba, and she'll try. What's up?
I would love for you. And I shot it down the song too.
Did you really?
I did.
Oh, my pussy's red. Yeah. Can I get a snippet?
It's a whole snippet.
But guys, all of his information is gonna be in the description, whether you're listening or watching on YouTube. We're gonna have everything Kid Lit in the description.
And I ain't gonna lie, just as a friend, you're a really nice person. You're very caring. You're looking out. You're making sure everybody's together. You're like, ladies, let's go. We got the group chat on. You're like, listen, because you know I be botting and bopping internationally. So they be checking in on me like, yo, Simba, on what hemisphere, what longitude, latitude?
I'm
under the balls and a dick, and I already got the coin already. So I'm good. And I really appreciate that.
And 10 bags later. later.
Yeah, here and, you go. And I appreciate that I as appreciate a friend. You. Because aww. It's genuine. Aww. And I love your granny. I can't with granny.
Oh, you know, she's on vacation. She just left this morning. She is. Atlanta.
She is
oh, I got to go meet her at some point. I'm about to go fly.
Where you going? Going this weekend?
I don't know yet.
You're going this weekend.
Are you?
Let's go.
Maybe I should go this weekend. Because I got to usher her in.
You know I love Atlanta.
Can we take her to the club?
No, my grandmother, she had dementia.
We can go to the club.
Bitch, I have dementia some days too. What the fuck? We can all go. She'd be like,
imagine getting
a whole outfit. It's all right. We can take us to a restaurant. Okay, we can take us to a restaurant. All right, we take us to the restaurant. Yeah,
she would love that.
We can take us to the restaurant next to the strip club. The one next to it.
No,
yeah, we're going to
the strip club. What day y'all leaving?
Really Friday, whatever.
We're figuring it out.
What's up?
We'll book a flight.
I have a few niggas out there with a coin.
Real?
No, like, for real, let's go. I'm ready.
No in
real
life.
Okay. I think I'm going to make it happen.
So, Atlanta, if you're in the building, you see us, and you cannot not see him in real life. Like, I come in the room and make everybody feel uncomfortable, but this guy right here, he walks in, and you just say to yourself, who's this guy?
Like, what's up?
Yeah, like, who's this guy?
There's no way you're not seeing EVE and Smurf. You feel me? No way.
Wow.
You want to bubble
oh, wow.
Oh,
wow.
But anyway, wow. Thank you guys so much again. This is Kidlit.
But every Smurf had a fatty.
Oh, wow.
Don't do that.
They're going to get that.
All the Smurfettes had a potion.
Oh,
tell me Instagram one more time.
Kidlit Music. KIDLIT Music.
Yep, you can check us out at Simba and Brian Poole. Again, if you're listening in. Everything's going to be in the description, all the Kidlit's information.
And you can check me on OnlyFans.com/erotic.
Ooh.
Yeah,
I wonder what's on that.
Oh, pussy pop.
I promise she'll be uploading new content very, very soon.
Ooh.
I promise. And I didn't stutter because I'm lying. I'm stuttering because she's going to upload the new content.
Soon.
Thank you guys for tuning in to Cooking with Simba and Brian Poole where we chop it up.
Chop it up.
Wow. How that pussy pop.
Birkin. To working for the Birkin, yo, how that pussy pop? To working, working on my head, yo, how that pussy pop? Birkin, something.